Holiday lights. This is the season of light. Everywhere you go, there are holiday lights all over. Whether it be lights on a menorah or the lights of a Christmas tree, this is the holiday season that is marked in this country by light, and actually around the world. This holiday season is not like other holidays. Other holidays may have flowers or other symbols to mark that particular holiday, but this is the season of lights. And different religions have similar elements that, too, are shared with using lights, shared with celebrating lights. Generally speaking, there's a common theme or a similar thread where different religions hold light as a symbol of hope. This common understanding that light represents good, it represents hope, it represents overcoming evil. Light as a cleansing element. And isn't it ironic that the theme of light is shared by so many different religions, and yet we separate ourselves based upon different religions? That whole irony leaves no question as to why so many people are leaving organized religion or don't even bother to engage. The contradiction is obvious. The very institutions that are here, put in place to provide hope, are feuding in ways that diminish hope and don't necessarily promote a better world, but yet and still the message is one of hope. It was a radio talk show this week where the interviewer was chatting with a young lady from Taiwan. The interviewer asked what she thought of this holiday season in this country. As in Taiwan, I think the dominant religion there might be Buddhism. She said that the experience of being in this country during the holidays, it baffled her. She just couldn't reconcile how people could be so nice for 2 weeks and then have things become very different the rest of the year. Clearly, our human capacity to have the experience of light as hope presents itself as real. Said in another way, humanity demonstrates hope. We actually do it, despite the fact that after these holidays, we forget. And it's so apparent when you reflect on what this woman from Taiwan, what she observed, what she experienced. And it's not as if people are not capable, because we are capable. We do this. The opportunity for the expression of hope is actually quite empowering and inspiring. And that hope is what's represented by the lights. One amazing story of hope comes from the scripture that's cited, and it comes out of the book of John, first chapter, verses 4 through 16. And it's a story about John the Baptist, not necessarily about the birth of Jesus, but about the onset of his ministry, about John the Baptist predicting that the Messiah was coming, and that it would actually have a dramatic effect. John himself was a charismatic figure. He was going around converting people all over the place by baptism. And he was thought to be quite eccentric. Eccentric in that he was charismatic, yes, but he was passionate about what he believed in. He was a bit strange, too, because he lived in the wilderness and he wore unusual clothing. animal skins in such a way that was not the order of the day then. And people thought that he, John the Baptist, might have been the Messiah because he was so prophetic. He was so charismatic. And John's answer was, absolutely not. I am here just showing the way and preparing the way for he who is greater. John the Baptist actually said, I am not worthy of tying the sandals of Jesus. And later on, as we know, he went on to actually baptize Jesus into his own ministry. John knew that he was preparing the way for Jesus. John was the vessel of the message of hope. This is about a sense and a feeling of hope. We can learn from that story of John the Baptist, as well as the story shared by the woman from Taiwan. Hope is what this season represents. And just think about it. Where is the embodiment of hope in our lives? Where is it in your life? How is it represented? After all, isn't that what we are supposedly teaching our children? We teach them about hope. And we beam and glow when they demonstrate and reflect and can recite things that reflect hope. We get excited by that. Hope is that thread that sews hearts together. Hope is that excitement that we see in young children, well, before it's extinguished by the challenges in their lives and they become tainted as we are. Hope is that spark in our hearts that evolves into love. Hope is that knowing that we are at home with each other when that spark is present. Hope is what is touched in each of us when we see the lights of the season. Hope has the power and ability to cleanse and clear out those places where we're cynical, resigned, tainted. Hope has that cleansing power. Hope is that light within each and every one of us. In this holiday season, speak to that light in others. Speak to the hope. Speak to their hope and speak from your hope. It's far too easy to knock and diminish and to be cynical. And at the same time, because we have that light within us, we have the power to speak hope and light into existence. Speak to the hope. God bless.